Hello, everyone, and welcome to Not Quite Hollywood, episode 72. I'm Jamie.
I'm Brandon.
And hey. I'm Zach.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, this is, what, my second time being on the show, right? Or third?
I mean, technically, I stretched you out to three episodes.
I like that. I like being stretched.
I'm a freaking virgin, dude.
Zach is a virgin, and I love touching virgins.
What the fuck should I do with this show?
Dark. We immediately started off on a dark
tone. This is me. I've tainted Alex's life.
Oh, man.
Made him dark. I've done this to myself now. And I continue the process.
And he was touching me too. Let's not veil.
No qualms about it. I was totally touching his stuff. So this is a podcast where we discussed films, usually on the odd episodes, and topics on the even episodes. And I am especially here with the two co-hosts here of Nostalgia Be Damned.
Yes. Nostalgia Be Damned. That's our show.
Yeah, we run it on the interwebs there. Chatting about movies from the 1990s to the early 2000s. We're now in our mid-20s, and looking back on movies that we liked in our childhood, they look a little different on a rewatch.
Well, so we take a pretty objective look at these movies. We look at these movies that we know that everybody, you know, these are the kind of movies that BuzzFeed goes up to bat for.
Oh, yeah.
And we try and just look at it like, is it actually a good movie? And 99% of the time, the answer is no.
Yeah, so just a taste of what we've done. I mean, movies like Space Jam, Independence Day.
Right.
We recently just did Mouse Hunt, and Jamie actually guested on our most recent episode on I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Check that out next Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, glad to be here, Jamie. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank
Thanks
you.
For having me in your apartment, Zach.
Oh, no problem. Happy to have you.
He was forced. I'm visiting Maine. Surprise visit to everybody. I'm still in L.A. Did not leave and cry home to mommy yet. I'm working on it. God damn it, Mom.
How's it feel to be back in the Great White North?
It's weird.
Yeah.
I feel homesick for L.A.
Really?
Yep. 100%.
So that's sure. crazy
but
because
the air's probably cleaner, right?
Yeah.
100%. Although it's just some allergies I'm dealing with. So it's kind of like
shit.
Dry heat would be nice right now.
Yeah. Right, yeah. See, I'm from New York, so.
Really?
Yeah. So this is a different experience for me already. But I mean, I've been here for a year, so. But I understand that.
Yeah.
That sort of feeling just like, oh, man, I miss.
Back home.
I miss literally just a couple degrees south.
Sure. I mean, I grew up in Maine. 31 years and I moved out there not even 10 months ago, and it's weird how I already have felt like I've lived there 3 years.
Right.
I've done so much in so little time, and crazy cross promotional podcast thing. If you want to listen to my story about what I did, why I moved out there, and what I'm doing now, like I'm spoilers working on American Horror Story, I did a interview with TJ Washburn, who does the podcast called Average Joe's Drive-In, who is on Podbean. Just so you guys know, Nostalgia Be Damned is also on Podbean, but they're also on iTunes now, so please check them out. Subscribe
to
them.
This is like, this is the
going everywhere.
This is the inception of podcast promotion.
Conception, inception.
Yes. Oh, okay. Ooh. Well, so Jamie, what are we chatting about today?
So today, first off, I'm going to get to my like little plugs. We are on iTunes. Subscribe to us there. Rate and review. We are on Not Quite Hollywood on Facebook, and as well as NQH Pod on Twitter. We have yet to receive a single fucking email. It's like a running gag. I don't know why no one emails us. We even offered free money or giveaways. No one. Literally just say, what's your favorite movie and why?
I mean, bro, if you're offering money, I'll email you right now.
Too late.
His favorite movie is Free Willy.
What?
Because
your movie. No, you, Zach. You.
My favorite movie's Free Willy.
If it's not, it should be.
It's not.
Whatever, dude.
All right. What the fuck, dude? Three's the best. Actually, four with Bindi Irwin.
Dude, three? Yeah, that's right. Steve Irwin's daughter.
Three was the one that I got the little clay orca whale necklace.
Oh my god, I had that too, dude.
In the VHS case, yeah.
See, he laughed at me for having that necklace.
That was so cool. Oh, yeah. I was so cool.
That's debatable. So cool. You want to use those
Jesse James
words?
Richard?
Richter, I think.
Richter.
Jason James Richter.
Yeah.
Richter?
I don't
Richter
know.
Scale?
I've been saying Richter scale.
Doesn't
Whatever
matter?
The fuck he is.
He's terrible.
He had that in the movie, and I almost like, I wanted to go run out and buy it, but I was like, oh, it's in the VHS.
So you had it, like, Great. Did you wear it looking in the mirror, singing that Michael Jackson
lost it
song?
Oh, I definitely, I wore that to school. I wore that all the time.
Oh, just me with my, orca whale necklace.
Hey, is there any way we could maybe cut Brandon out of this?
Absolutely. His mic's gone. Done.
Okay, cool.
We have a ghost on the podcast. You hear it echo in this mic. So yeah, why I really wanted to have these guys on here is because this topic I wanted to bring up, and this is a kind of a short episode today, I wanted to discuss nostalgia. I mean, you guys have the podcast, obviously, going really well. I have a series under my blog that's transitioned to a segment of my show because I always used to look at old movies and see how they held up. And I've gotten really obscure in this year, my second year in a row, and it's bizarre as fuck. I watched a porn recently, a softcore porn, rather.
Oh, that's right, from your childhood,
yeah,
right?
Veronica 2030,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Episode 69, check it
Holy
out.
Holy God in heaven.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic 69 episode. Like, great selection choice.
It was pretty bad overall, but, you know. And so I wanted to talk about, what does nostalgia actually mean? Like, you know, we look at these old films and try to see how they hold up, but is it a matter of, like, when you rewatch these films, you guys watch your stuff objectively, knowing these are usually cult classics or childhood favorites, what does it mean when you look back and you say, I love that movie as a kid, compared to when you watch it as an adult?
I think it's more of an association of memories, almost. For me, a lot of it is when I think of a movie from back in my childhood, I equate it with the people I watched it with or the time in my life that I watched it with, and I can kind of pinpoint certain memories or experiences that kind of associate myself with that movie. And so even watching them 10, 15, 20 years later, I kind of associate it more with that memory or that feeling I got while watching it rather than the quality of the film itself. So a lot of these movies that we've been revisiting, it's kind of sad to watch them again and see that, you know, they don't hold up. They weren't that good. But in the back of my mind, in the back of my head, I'm still thinking, I remember I watched this with my sisters, or I remember I watched this with one of my best friends at the time, and we had a hell of a time watching it at a slumber party or some shit, and it's like those memories come flooded back to me, and I'm reminded of my childhood.
So when I think of nostalgia, I think of two different standards. One of them is just our standards as people who watch films in general. You know, when we watch a lot of these films back in our childhood, we're young, we're children. We don't hold some of these films to a higher standard. But a film series that I usually use as a great example for nostalgia is the Toy Story series. Mm. Because when I think of Toy Story, I was born in 1992. That makes me 25 now. Mm-hmm. Toy Story, every single time it came out, Toy Story 1, 2, and 3, I was the same age as Andy, and it was very relatable to me, and it, you know, I remember watching Toy Story when I was, you know, a kid, and I was Andy's age, and I remember Toy Story 2, I remember going to see that in film, and it, you know, just every year Toy Story came out, it was somehow relatable to me. Just in the age I was at, the year that Andy goes to college in Toy Story 3 was, I moved to college. Yeah, I went to college 3 weeks later. Mm-hmm. So I think it's all about experience, and a lot of that is, you know, what you were, you kind of touched on that too, is, you know, just what you remember when you saw these films. And nostalgia is kind of one of those things where, you know, can you look past your memories and how you felt about a certain movie at the point that you watched it?
I mean, you guys make great points, because to Brandon's point, I mean, you look at the films you grew up with. Like, I'll always think of Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. It was the first film. I know, it's funny. First film I've ever seen in theaters. Like,
really?
In person. Yeah. Yep. I mean, I've watched a lot of films before that, especially in like home video, but never seen something in theaters. And it was kind of weird because it was a larger than life concept, quite literally. And then it was also on the screen. It was really big as a kid. I was enamored by that idea where this baby was literally bigger than my entire house.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, that's really cool. Like, had it been like, you know, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, it might have been a little different feeling. But in terms of, to Zach's point, I think it's interesting. It's more interesting. I know you guys haven't done a lot of like pure kids movies, but a lot of kids movies in the early 90s and... or rather 90s and early 2000s, were not quality in terms of writing. They weren't quality where nowadays kids movies have to placate to the entire four quadrant audience.
Right.
You know, so parents bringing their kids have to enjoy it, have to get something out of it. There's adult humor.
Innuendos?
There's innuendos, right, exactly.
Shrek changed the game, man.
Oh my God, yeah. But I mean, even Toy Story, they had some, like, you know, Bo Peep's kind of like fucking wanting to fuck Woody. I mean,
right, yeah, yeah, no,
but,
exactly.
I mean, Toy Story was the shining example. To me, there were some other ones before that, but I mean, Toy Story to me was the first one that was like, okay, this is a quality story with quality characters, and it's fun, and it's animated. It's not just a shitty kids movie for the fuck of it. And for kids movies, yes, that's one way, but also there's another way where these older films that we watch that we grew up with that, you know, like Mouse Hunt or Space Jam, that's definitely for kids. But
iTunes.
Yeah. Independence Day, these kind of movies that as a kid you're more forgiving of the plot holes because you don't understand narrative that well at the time. You're interested in the action set pieces or the quote-unquote comedy, or you're rooting for the dog to jump through the fucking door. It's like, right. Yeah. As a kid, you're more forgiving of those kinds of flaws. And when you watch them again, it's kind of like, oh, well, that's kind of shitty. And you kind of start peeling back that onion, like, oh, that's actually pretty bad. Like, that's a shitty character. Like, there's no arc for that character. Or there's no reason to care for this person. And it's really interesting things that you start to realize as an adult. But having said that, there's also this barrier of resistance to that notion. Like, oh, well, it's still a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to give it quantifiers. Like, oh, well, I mean, it's Will Smith's funnest action movie, so it counts. It's cool.
Sure.
But then, does that count as nostalgia, or is that just trying to ignore the bad?
Well, so one thing that we talk about a lot in our podcast is that, and again, I mentioned this earlier, is standards. What we deem now as a good film. And when we look back on a lot of films that we watched, and you mentioned Independence Day, which is also a movie that we covered, is that back when we saw Independence Day, all three of us, for the first time, that was a movie that kind of blew our minds in terms of graphics. It blew our minds in terms of action. We didn't really care about it. But now all three of us are a little bit more educated, are a little bit more practiced in filmmaking, and we just kind of hold a higher standard to that. And I think that kind of goes back to the original question you asked, which is, what is nostalgia? And I think it is just, you know, it harkens back to a time where we didn't care about plot. We didn't care about character development. We didn't care that much about CGI. And this is kind of something that we, in the early 2000s, I guess, if you want to call it like 2010 to now, isn't something that a lot of people had to worry about too much because filmmaking was kind of fresh,
mm-hmm.
building up to the 2000s. You know, Star Wars, for example, was something that just kind of blew everybody's mind. But the reason it blew everybody's mind was no one expected it. Now we expect the big sure. CGI.
Does it seem that when you use the word nostalgia that you're already kind of equating that with a lesser quality film? Because do you look back on movies that, even though you watched them as a kid, they're great movies, and you wouldn't look back on them with nostalgia because they might just be great films. You don't look at classics like Wizard of Oz. I don't look back at movies like that and say, oh, I have good nostalgia for even a movie right. like Star Wars, because it's a movie that I feel has transcended what people's perceptions of it, including mine, really mean.
Mm. Well, that's a good point too, because I'd totally agree with that to some respect, where when you think of nostalgia, you automatically assume that you like it just because you liked it back when you were a kid.
Right. Like it's automatically a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, you start out defending it almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it carries over to all these new movies where we have sequels to Star Wars, and I think the prequel trilogy mm-hmm. was nostalgia enough to carry into. I mean, a lot of people, when they think of nostalgia in the modern day, think of The Force Awakens, mm-hmm. the new Star Wars movie. That whole movie is just built on nostalgia.
Right.
You know, a lot of Millennium Falcon, a lot of stuff that you remember from the original films. And I guess that just kind of builds into like an even deeper question about nostalgia is, in modern day films, how much should filmmakers be focusing on the nostalgia of, you know, especially when they're remaking all of these films and they're doing it so much, how much should they be focusing on the nostalgia of prior films?
I mean, I guess the reason why I asked the question is because there are movies that, as a kid, I had nostalgia for. Like, I watched these movies. Like, my babysitter, one of my babysitters had, like, the best of the best of the 80s and early 90s. Like, I watched TMNT, the first two. I watched Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I watched Back to the Future, and it was the first time I'd seen any of these films. And I look back on them now, especially, like, Back to the Future and Who Framed Roger Rabbit, I'm like, these are objectively good movies.
Right, yeah.
But as a kid, I still have that nostalgia. So what is it called? Like, even Wizard of Oz, like, every year it would be on TV. So it's, yeah. Okay, so I grew up watching this movie, which is still good, still holds up. Where do I separate the nostalgia from that? Like, is nostalgia something that we just, it's our perception, because, I mean, everything is perspective. So is it our perception of that movie's quality versus the adult version of the actual quality of the film? Or is it more of the melding of the two, where it's your personal experience with that film melded with your personal perception of the film as an adult? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it seems it's all perspective, no matter what. Because you may think Phantom Menace is nostalgic because you were younger, but I liked some of it, but I started picking apart when I saw it live. I'm like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't feel fun. Except the lightsaber battle, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like people are just kind of different. I also equate it with, like, my grandparents. I remember anytime I'd go over there to watch something with them, they loved watching them old-ass Western movies that were still on, like, Turner Classic Movies replay again and again. And they don't even equate those with their childhood. They equate those with the last, you know, 20 or 30 years ago when they used to watch those on TV or whatnot.
Yeah.
I think it's more a repetition or that sense of familiarity that
security.
Just... Yeah, it kind of makes you feel kind of just safe and it's a calmer sense of entertainment. I don't know. I can't describe it because it's you watch movies even that were ahead of their time for back then, movies that you shouldn't have necessarily seen at the age you saw them at, and even though they're not kids' movies, when you watch them when you're age appropriate, I suppose, like a horror movie or something later on. You have a completely different understanding and appreciation of it.
Well, and not to get too, like, deep with it, and I'll preface this with that I don't have a degree in psychology, but when you think of movies, or even if we go even deeper, music that we loved when we were younger, and then we hear maybe, like, 10 years down the road or something, you kind of think of these songs or movies that made you happy back when you were younger, and maybe, you know, it's kind of the aging process. You grow a little cynical when you get older, and these movies or these, you know, songs that you remember loving when you were just a little less cynical made you happy, and maybe just because you are more cynical they make you more happy now as an adult. And so I think that's just kind of one thing that maybe psychologically you think of when you see these and you're like, I remember when I used to love this and I used to be happy watching this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it harkens back to a simpler time when you were happier, maybe when you weren't beaten by your father. No, he beat me then too.
No, well, I mean, Brandon, you're still getting beat by your father.
It's a daily occurrence.
Oh, beat him up, Dad. He's like, I fucking found you, son. You're not forever.
I think it's, but like, because we change, we grow up, and we start to like different things. I think, you know, when you're watching Fight Club in high school, you get that certain feeling of, you know, I can take on the world type of thing, and you watch this again, like, your mid-20s to early 30s or whatever, and you're like, maybe it was a little child, it's still a good movie, but, like, it's a little different. And so I feel like when you're nostalgic for something, you're almost wanting to relive a certain part of your life again by enjoying it. But when you watch something and you realize this movie's kind of shitty, it's a weird almost kind of detachment, or you feel like you're almost betraying your younger self, which is weird. Like, there's been a few of these movies that we rewatch and I feel bad that I don't like them again. It almost feels like a part of me is dying, but then again, it's just you being a more modern, savvy moviegoer, I guess.
Higher standards.
Yeah.
But there are times, and this happens for songs too, when there are moments where, oh, you know what? I know this movie's shitty. I maybe watched it a couple years ago. I want to see it again for the... You know what I mean? Vocalizing why you want to watch it. Be like, oh, you know what? Fuck it. Throw it in the DVD player, Blu-ray player. And and then, oh, you know, you laugh at how bad it is, but you have a good time. And it reminds me of the old days, and it's really fun, and you know it's shitty. Like, a lot of movies are just shitty, and you know it. Like, Space Jam.
Let's play some basketball.
I mean, this movie that we just watched together that we're going to release next week on our podcast, I Know What You Did Last Summer. I mean, we watched it, and it's such a bad film. Yeah. It's so bad.
Very bad.
Spoiler.
But, I mean, we laughed so much watching this movie. I mean, we had so much fun watching this movie, just being like, oh, my God, we used to think this was fun.
Yeah, and it kind of boils down to, are you willing to accept that and understand that it's a bad movie, but you still want to watch it because it's fun? Do you like bad movies? I think it also kind of boils down to those people who enjoy watching films that they can objectively tell are terrible, but still enjoy and have a fun time with. And I feel like a lot of people who even look back on nostalgic movies from their childhood, they can still look back and have fun with them.
And if I can get angry and rail against people who I shouldn't probably rail against, you think about all these publications that, you know, especially with social media, that just feed off of nostalgia. I think of BuzzFeed.
Them fuckers.
Is the number one that just feed off of, like, hey, remember when you used to like this movie? Here's a GIF.
yep.
It's just, you know, I think when you come to nostalgia, it's okay to be nostalgic about a film, but you have to be realistic about it too. And I think that a lot of these publications like BuzzFeed don't allow that. They're like, hey, remember when you loved this movie? It's stupid if you don't.
Phantom Menace was actually good. Here's why.
Yeah, exactly. And that's and we shouldn't look at it like that. And that's not the way we progress as a society, is we shouldn't look at things just because we liked it as a kid and say, oh, no, it was fine. Don't worry about it. Like, we have to, you know, realize that, like, listen, we liked this when we didn't really know what we were going to like.
Yeah.
And we didn't really know what was good. We get better by progressing off of things like Phantom Menace. When we recognize that Phantom Menace was a bad movie and we learn from it with Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, Attack of the Clones got all the mistakes.
Yeah,
correct.
No, I mean, they fixed everything.
Best
in that
film
movie.
Of the series,
yeah,
by far.
I don't know, dude. Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, yeah, no.
Pretty good.
I've got the higher ground, Anakin. But yeah, I feel like nostalgia just really boils down to kind of your own experiences, your memories, and your willingness, I guess, to either objectively look at a film and realize it's not that good, or to just kind of take a back seat and be like, this is still just reminding me of good old times, and I'm going to have a fun time watching this shitty, shitty movie.
Just don't drink the piss.
Don't piss?
Hollywood's piss.
Exactly.
Don't drink it.
And we chatted about this on our episode last week on Jurassic Park 3 about how, like, Jurassic World really cashing in on that nostalgia. And they're doing that a lot now with the remake of Jumanji and all the stuff that they do, a lot of a group lumping where they say, oh, you kids were born in the 90s. That means all of you are going to like this rehashed shit.
But I hated that movie. I almost walked out of it.
Yeah, wow. We know your dislike towards Jurassic World. All right.
But well, you know what? I feel like I have to bring it up again. It's a terrible movie.
Calm down.
They may not know because the episode posted today with this podcast. So
yes.
But so anyway, yeah, check so us out. Yeah, check us out on our feed there on iTunes or Podbean. But
so I think it's just kind of funny. You grew up with that time era of film, and it's hard to look back in the real reviews of these films, especially if they're aimed for kids. Like, who cares what Siskel said?
Yeah,
yeah, right, yeah.
Because it's not going to make a difference. It's not going to make a difference if Siskel fucking thumbed up his ass or not.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. But yeah, I think nostalgia is pretty interesting because it is very subjective. As much as we think it's not. Mm-hmm. We all experience it, so it feels objective, but I think it's something that we all experience in a different way.
We also get super butthurt.
Oh, I know. For sure. Nostalgia is super judgy.
It is
very judgy because if you tell someone that you don't like a movie that maybe wasn't that good, but everybody liked it as a child, like... Yeah. I'm not saying that I dislike Aladdin, but let's say I said I don't like Aladdin.
Fuck you!
Get off the fucking podcast.
I'll kill you! I'll kill you, Zach!
Exactly.
Straight you rip for you.
Exactly. People are like, well, are you insane? What are you, like, do you have Ebola? What's wrong with you? But it's like, you know, that's the problem with nostalgia. Yeah. That is the biggest problem I have with nostalgia, and part of the reason why we started our podcast, because... You know, nostalgia's fine. You can love a movie because you loved it as a kid. There's no problem with that. But don't judge other people for telling you the straight-up facts that the movie that you loved as a kid sucked.
But are those facts subjective?
Also true, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a never-ending cycle.
It's, you know, it's an unwinnable argument either way.
Thank God we don't do reviews of movies.
Wah, wah.
Since this was such a special episode, I flew out for the first time ever in my life to my home state of Maine to see my family. I will not be talking about 52 Pickup this week, but next week I will, in honor of that trip, discuss the classic Airplane. The Zucker Brothers at their finest. Leslie Nielsen at the top and beginning of his game. But my communal film for next week will be the 1987 sci-fi comedy classic. I've never seen it, so it'll be interesting to discuss. It's called Inner Space. So if you want to try to follow along, I'm looking up where to find it now. It is not on Hulu. It might be on Netflix, but I'm double-checking. And I would say, I don't think it's available on Amazon either. So it might be like a harder one to find. But Inner Space is a classic. So go ahead and track that down. We're going to watch it and do the same. And we'll talk next week about Inner Space and Airplane.
Well, that was our special mini episode of Not Quite Hollywood. I thank the Nostalgia Be Damned crew. Where can we find you again?
So you can find us on iTunes if you just search Nostalgia Be Damned. You can also find us on Podbean at nbd.podbean.com. Hmm. And I mean, I haven't double-checked every podcasting app, but if you search us on a podcasting app, you could probably find us at Nostalgia Be Damned.
Yeah, look us up and like us on Facebook. Also, drop some suggestions because November is going to be Listener Request Month. Yep. We've got a good lineup going into fall for some Halloween-y themed movies. And, of course, we're going to have our holiday season themed month of December. But November, we're trying to take some suggestions from folks 1990s to the early to mid-2000s. In my opinion, probably the weakest time of American filmmaking ever, because we're on this weird cusp of like technological advances and they're lazy. It's just studios really lazy. Just it's really weird when you look at this time of filmmaking, what they were able to get away with.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun on that. And obviously, like Brandon said, Facebook. Also, just a random plug, we have a playlist on Spotify where we play all the music that we've featured in our podcast.
No kidding.
Yeah, if you go on Spotify and you look up Nostalgia Be Damned, we have most of the music that we've ever played on our podcast, because a lot of people have been commenting that they like our music that we play in the podcast. Choice.
Definite.
Hush.
Yeah, no, I was going to say.
Can you take me higher?
Yeah, there's some Creed on there. And just be sure to tune in to our latest episode, I Know What You Did Last Summer. When that drops, Jamie is on there. Week. So
yeah, no, that'll
thanks
be fun.
For having us, man.
It's a great episode, too. Thanks yeah, thank you us. So much.
I was pretty quiet. I don't know if you guys want to plug this. I am a Guy in a Wire on Instagram and Twitter. You could also look to guyinawire.com to see the entire backlog of our episodes, all 72 now. That's like it sounds, guyonawire.com. And we are on iTunes again. Subscribe to us there. Give us a like on Facebook, Not Quite Hollywood. And we are on Twitter at NQHpod. For the love of Christ, email us at notquitepod@gmail.com.
Write them anything, guys. Come on.
Literally.
Send him a dick pic.
He says he's going to give you money.
Well, not anymore.
Why would you
that's
not?
Over.
All right. Okay. Well,
for legal purposes, we can no longer offer money. I'm going to send an email, and if I don't get $3 in the mail, I'm going to be pretty upset.
$3? Fuck. I'm broke, you know. I live in Los Angeles.
Yeah. You think I'm not broke either? I live in Maine.
Fuck you, Zach.
Dude, Aladdin was okay.
I have a... I don't know if you guys are doing this already. I have a movie to suggest, but yeah, it's kind of horror-elemented.
Okay. What do you got?
One of the Fifth worst. Element. No, that's actually a pretty good segue. Okay. One of the worst special effects faux pas of the 90s, Event Horizon.
Oh, shit. Oh, a little Larry Fishburne, Sam
yeah.
Neill.
Yeah. It's, I'm into that.
I watched it a couple of years
that's
ago.
It's been a while since I've seen that.
Stay tuned.
Paul W.S.A. Anderson, right?
Yeah, but special effects do not hold up.
Okay.
Is Paul Giamatti in that movie?
Yeah, we explicitly only do films with Paul Giamatti.
Sounds good.
He hasn't been in any of our shows.
No. We really want to. He's a gifted actor.
Hey, he's really good.
Was he in one of the Emmerich movies?
He's in San Andreas.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking of.
Not that.
Oh, boy. Paul Giamatti. That's a terrible Giamatti.
The worst Paul Giamatti.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I mean, that or Jury Duty.
Paul Giamatti here, folks.
Can I talk to you for a second in the other room?
All right. Thanks a lot, Jamie.
Yeah, until next time, thank you.
guys. I'm Jamie.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Zach.
He's chugging some beer. This is Not Quite Hollywood. Bye.
Bye. Can you take me higher?